Good morning and welcome to this press conference of the NATO Secretary General and the Deputy Prime Minister of Montenegro. Secretary General.
Good morning and dobar dan, Igor. And dobro došla, srna gorna. And welcome to all of you. This morning we made a historic decision, the 28 allies in NATO decided to invite Montenegro to begin accession talks to join the alliance. And this is an historic achievement. Montenegro has conducted significant reforms. It has shown commitment to our common values and to international security. I congratulate the government and the people of Montenegro for all that they have achieved. And NATO membership will make both Montenegro and NATO more secure. With NATO's help, Montenegro has modernized and reformed. NATO membership integrates Montenegro within the Euro-Atlantic community, and it strengthens security across the Western Balkans. We look forward to continue to work closely with the government of Montenegro throughout the accession process. NATO's open door policy has been one of the alliance's great successes, moving us ever closer to our vision of a Europe whole, free, and at peace. NATO enlargement has fostered reform, strengthened collective security, and provided the stability which is the foundation of prosperity. And we have done this in a way that allows sovereign countries to choose their own security arrangements. NATO's door is open. Today's decision is proof of that. Bosnia and Herzegovina, Georgia and the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia are also making progress towards NATO membership. We remain as committed as ever to the membership aspirations of these countries. We will do everything we can to assist them in achieving their goals, judging each aspirant country on its own merits. And we encourage them to continue along the path of reform. Today's decision shows that that hard work of reform pays off. Minister, once again, congratulations. NATO membership is good for Montenegro, it is good for Europe, and it's good for the whole alliance. So once again, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Secretary General. Ladies and gentlemen, very good morning to you, and indeed good morning for Montenegro. It is really a great pleasure, a great honor to be here today at a historic moment for my country, together with Minister Bojanović Jurišić. We took part in the NAC meeting, and this is indeed a historical milestone for Montenegro. After restoring independence 9 years ago, after opening accession talks with the EU 3.5 years ago, today has come a day that Montenegro receives a membership invitation, and this is definitely a long-awaited decision, but also a recognition of very hard work over the past 9 years since we restored our independence, but also since we started with Partnership for Peace at the summit in Riga. This is also, I believe, an important day for the alliance, as Secretary General already said. We owe our gratitude to all the NATO member states, to you, Mr. Secretary General, to your staff, for tremendous support you have given us throughout the whole process. But also I'd like to be very clear today. The invitation doesn't mean the end of the process. It means the beginning of the next stage, and reforms will and have to continue. We are aware of all the obligations we have in the accession period. We stand ready to successfully complete them. At the same time, we'll continue our national reforms, especially in the area of the rule of law, and also we'll continue our efforts in fighting corruption, organized crime, but also building ever stronger public support for the membership. I believe this invitation is a great encouragement for all the countries that aspire to join NATO, and it is a particularly good news for the Western Balkans, because another Western Balkan country as part of the NATO means a strong boost for security and stability of the entire region. I'd like to thank also our neighbours for supporting us on our path towards NATO. Definitely a great day for our country, definitely also a new beginning, and we'll continue to be as diligent in the future in fulfilling our obligations as we've been up to now. Thank you.
Okay, we're now going to open for some questions. PS team?
Darwin Muric, VST. What exactly will NATO expect from Montenegro from this moment on when it comes to rule of law? And is there a minimum of public support that you expect to be gathered for the membership?
First of all, I think it is important to remind us all on the fact that this is a very good day for Montenegro and for the whole alliance, because we have decided to invite Montenegro to become a full member. At the same time, as Minister Lukic and all of us have underlined several times, this is not the end of the road. So we expect Montenegro to continue on its path of reform, rule of law, fighting corruption, and also continue to build public support. But I'm very confident that Montenegro will do exactly that, because Montenegro has made so much progress so far, and we will continue to work closely with Montenegro during the accession process. So this is a good day, and we will continue to work closely together with Montenegro in the following months.
Jean-François, please.
Secretary General Alex Reichert from Agence France-Presse. Do you expect, I have two questions there, a bit interrelated. Do you expect this decision, because Russia has warned several times that they were against this move and this enlargement, do you expect this is going to make relations with Russia more complicated? And my second question is, German Foreign Minister Steinmeier said this morning you had been tasked to reconvene a NATO-Russian council. Is that correct? Is this going to happen? When, in what format?
The decision to invite Montenegro to become a full member is not about Russia. It is about Montenegro and about NATO. And the decision to invite Montenegro is not directed against anyone. It is for our shared security. And I think it's extremely important to once again underline that every nation has its right to decide its own path, its own security arrangements. And the question of whether Montenegro is going to become member of NATO or not is up to Montenegro and 28 NATO allies to decide. No one else has the right to interfere in that decision. When it comes to the NATO-Russia Council, I think it is important to remember that NATO decided last spring to suspend the practical cooperation with Russia as a result of Russia's actions in Ukraine annexing Crimea. But we decided also to keep, at the same time, channels for political contact open. And the NATO-Russia Council is part of these channels for political contact and dialogue. So there has actually been meetings in the Council since the events or the annexation of Crimea last spring. And I will now explore how we can use the Council as a tool for political engagement, and we have never decided to not use it, and I welcome the support to then convene a council and look into how we can do that. I will do that together with the ambassadors and then come back to when and how this can be done.
Okay, we'll go to Rustavi too.
Georgian Broadcasting Company, Rustavitio. First of all, my congratulations. And Secretary General, you already mentioned Georgia now. And we also waiting for final document today. Can you tell us, do we have all necessary tools to be NATO member and the E2? Will it be mentioned in final communique? And to the Mr. Minister, I support Georgia on our way to be NATO members. Thanks.
As I said, we will continue to work with Georgia, and we are as strong in our support for Georgia's aspiration for membership as we were before. And I think what we have seen today is that NATO's door is open. It remains open, and we have proven that today by inviting Montenegro. And Georgia is and has made a lot of progress. I visited Georgia myself. I have seen, and I took part in the inauguration of the Joint Training and Evaluation Center, and we are working together with Georgia in many different areas. We have exercises, and we also have expanded our political dialogue. So we are continuing to work with Georgia, and we will also then issue a statement where we also have text and renewed commitments to our strong support of Georgia's aspiration for NATO membership.
Lady in the second row.
Well, as I said already, I believe the invitation to Montenegro is a great encouragement for all the countries that aspire to join NATO. I remember a couple of years ago when we reconvened Baltic Adriatic Charter meeting in the margins of the UN General Assembly meeting, we also made sure that other aspirants are invited, including Georgia, to make sure that we have a forum to exchange views, exchange information, exchange experience, and therefore I really believe that, I mean, we're there to help, and I'm sure Nate, as Secretary General has said, there's still work to be done, but this is, again, a strong encouragement.
TV of Montenegro. Secretary General, after we have received the invitation, when is the closest date for official accession? And is it possible for us to become 29th member on ministerial meeting as well?
What we'll do now is that we'll sit down with the government of Montenegro and discuss the practical details around how we conduct and organize the accession talks. I expect them to start quite early, and that they can finish by so early next year. So the accession talks, I think, can also go quite quickly. But then, after we have agreed on the accession, then, of course, there is a process with 28 parliaments, where all 28 parliaments in the NATO alliance has to or have to ratify. And that will take some time, and I think it's impossible to sit in Brussels and decide exactly how long time this will take in 28 different capitals. So that will take the time it takes. Last time it took about 1 year, but I will not give any dates because it's not possible to say anything with certainty about how long time this will take in different parliaments. But after we have agreed the accessions and while we are waiting for ratification, then Montenegro will start to participate in our meetings without voting rights, but they will be part of our meetings and as a first step towards membership.
One last question, gentlemen over there.
Hello, my name is Nikola Miladinov from the Bulgarian National Radio. I have a question to Mr. Lukšić. Foreign Minister, how do you see the game-changing in the security and political environment in the Balkans after Montenegro would join NATO, especially with your neighbors, Serbia, Kosovo, and Bosnia and Herzegovina? Thank you.
Well, one of the arguments we quite often used to express our views is that there is an added value in asking Montenegro to join, because it's not only about Montenegrin security and stability, that's first and foremost. It is definitely a historical milestone and a game changer for our own security and stability, as it obviously sets the platform for further democratization of the country, but also economic prosperity in the long run. But again, as I said, the argument goes also that this is quite important for the Western Balkans' stability and security. And as I believe every step towards the integration process on our way towards the EU membership, and the same accounts for the NATO membership, it has had a positive impact on all of our neighbors, despite their views whether they really want to join NATO or at this stage they're still hesitant or they're taking some other political decision. So this is definitely going to have only, in our view, a positive impact as this contribution, I'm sure, will be seen in days, weeks, months, years to come.
Thank you very much.